Please join me in welcoming Maggie Haberman.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out tonight. Can you all hear me? Okay. I'm a bit of a low talker, which I've been told repeatedly, so if you can't hear me, just yell. It is an honor to be here. This is the place that my stepmother is from. Was last here when I covered the Clinton-Lazio race 100,000 years ago. It's very nice to be back. I want to talk to you about why we do what we do in journalism and how we do it at a moment when democracies are under siege around the globe. Specifically, I want to talk to you about what it's like being a journalist covering President Trump, how I happened to get here, and where things might be headed over the next 12 months. Before I begin, I need to note at the outset the extraordinary moment the country is in. Usually when I give talks at schools, I begin by describing my time covering this White House, how I got here, what the Trump beat is like. But I would be remiss if I did not note that yesterday we had two career diplomats testify before the House in an open setting where they were describing what they considered to be inappropriate behavior by the president. We had the former mayor of New York City jump in, and a former Massachusetts governor jump into the Democratic presidential race this week. We had the President of the United States' personal lawyers file a writ with the Supreme Court to try to prevent his taxes from being handed over to the District Attorney of Manhattan. So we are in an unusual moment. And today, I'm sorry, I missed one. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, said the testimony against the president yesterday corroborated evidence of, quote-unquote, bribery. So this is the table that I'm setting in terms of where we're at. However, the country is deeply divided. This is not the Nixon era, where partisanship did not rule the day the same way. I don't know where this is going, and anyone who tells you they do, is not telling you the truth. But back to why I am here. I know there is a lot of interest in and curiosity about how we do our jobs in an era where it often seems like there is no longer an agreed-upon fact set. And again, we got to see that yesterday. I cover the White House primarily from a desk in Midtown Manhattan or from my cell phone while driving my car, as I have since January 2017. It is all a million miles away from where I started in college. Until the Trump presidency, I had had a fairly traditional career. And I fell into news reporting by accident. I never wanted to be a reporter. My father is a journalist, and he had been a foreign correspondent for the Times for 12 years. It did not interest me at all, and I saw firsthand how hard it can be on families. But writing did interest me. Writing was always what I wanted to do from the time I was a small child. I had studied fiction writing when I was at Sarah Lawrence College, which became an easy joke when I was working for the tabloids. Not a fair one, but an easy one. The closest to news writing that I wanted to get into was magazines, which preserved some of the original intent of what I wanted to do in terms of writing, but it was candidly a way to get paid. So it was bracing when I graduated from college and I had one interview after another, and I couldn't get a job. I eventually heard from a family friend about an opening for a position of copy kid at the New York Post. The name of the job doesn't quite capture it. It essentially means you're a clerk, but with the diminishing kid attached so you don't get cocky. So I began my career as a clerk at the New York Post in August 1996, shuffling fax press releases to the city desk inbox, sorting mail. Jonathan Carl, currently of ABC, had left not long before I got there, and I would often have to put a pile of his mail aside, running page proofs of the next day's paper to different editors, and once a week getting sent out on general assignment. The Post still has this program where if you want to become a reporter, if you work there as a clerk, you will get sent out once a week on stories. Now, I was born and raised in New York, but as a reporter in training for a tabloid, I experienced it in a way that I never had before. I went to parts of the city I had never seen. I talked to people I had never encountered in my life. I spoke to a man on a hospital floor in a building that I had found an entry to, who had just lost his pregnant wife and one of his children. I unfortunately reached the roommate of a subway pushing victim before the police did. I delivered the news of her friend's death. I talked to the wife of a bus driver who had skidded off a highway on a holiday night during a drive to Atlantic City, leaving several people dead. On the advice of a skilled general assignment reporter, I would scan the eyes of bystanders crowded around a crime scene, looking for the telltale signs of a witness to the event. You learned how, at a tabloid, to be steeped in grief. At the same time, since the pay was quite small, I was working nights as a bartender. It was some of the best training one could ever have for being a journalist, and no, not for the reason you're thinking. Your livelihood literally depends on conversations with the people you are serving. It taught me about dealing with people, and I read somewhere recently that the skill of a bartender is being able to make conversation, and when that runs out, asking a lot of questions of whoever's in front of you. So I learned to ask questions even when it seemed like I had run out of ideas.